Here's Tony in Queens, which is who is actually Tony Richardson, the former Jets fullback, who is joining me here on The Fan. Tony, it's Peter. How are you?
Hey, first of all, Peter, so actually I used to live in Queens, and now I live in Jersey City, and I want to say we need more Peter Schwartz on radio, man, so I'm proud of you, man, and keep it up.
Well, from your mouth to station management, I appreciate that, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. It's awesome to be on with you.
Yeah, now we've got Tony from Jersey City up on the screen, so we have fixed that problem. Before we get going here, belated happy birthday. Yesterday was your birthday. I know you turned 25 years old. Congratulations. Happy birthday. Hope you had a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much. You know, it was actually pretty awesome. So, I did turn 25 plus a few more years. But yesterday, I was very fortunate. Myself and the former basketball New Jersey Nets, Jason Williams, we actually hosted 300 kids at the mall over by the stadium.
Yeah.
And we had Santa and had every gift that the kids wanted, we presented it to them. And but that's the best way to start your day, is to be able to give back to the community. So yesterday was a great day.
That's some complex there, the American dream, because I've been there with my family shopping. I actually did public address announcing for the Arena Football League championship game that was on the hockey rink there back in July. That place is amazing.
You know what's funny is I guess the same. So my buddy lives in Tenafly Alpine. I guess the same family that built the Mall of America in Minneapolis also built this mall. And it's like, I'm not really a mall person, but like every last single thing you can possibly imagine, they have there. And you can literally stay in that mall for 6, 7, 8 hours and never hit every store. So the kids had a great time, and you know, I got a chance to hang out with Santa, so that was all fun.
Yeah, I love a good mall. And you were hanging out with Jason Williams, who was out on Long Island not long ago because he is working with Nassau County on helping some people rejuvenate their lives, and I know he's very, very involved with that these days, especially after the past that he has had and the fact that he has turned his life around and he's helping people out. That it had to be a wonderful time with him as well.
Yeah, and that was the first thing he said, because he was like, hey, man, do you know Curtis Martin? I was like, yeah, absolutely. So Curtis, I guess he was doing this while he was currently playing, but he hosts Bible studies for like high-profile individuals who really just can't go to church because of big goals. He got the autograph seekers and everything else. So he's been involved with, you know, spending time with Curtis. But that's the first thing he said. It's like, yeah, I'm helping guys when they come out of prison get their CDL license and to be able to get their life back on track. And so we exchanged numbers, and we had a phenomenal day. And it was funny because he told a story. He was just like, you know, when I grew up, he said, I get a gift one Christmas, and then we got the batteries for the gift next Christmas. So the fact that you guys, are going to get all your, and my buddy who runs this organization, like, some kids were getting TVs, they were getting bikes, iPads, like everything. And so we had a great time yesterday.
Yeah, you know what I want for Hanukkah? I just want another shot at hosting again. So hopefully with everybody's help, that'll happen again. What do you think?
Well, listen, speaking of Hanukkah, I think I sent you the information. I'm actually going to Israel in a couple of weeks. Yeah. And myself and Nick Lowry, former Jet and former Kansas City Chief. Yeah. So we're actually going to Israel. My first time ever in Tel Aviv. Sent you my itinerary. We get a chance to meet the president of Israel.
Wow.
I'm so excited. A little nervous, but, you know, just because of everything that's going on there. But, I mean, for me, just to be able to walk the ground and be able to go. So I'll send you pictures from Israel.
Absolutely.
And, from Hanukkah.
Oh, have a great trip. That sounds like a lot of fun. And I hope you have a great time with Nick Lowry. Let's talk a little Jets. I know we were talking privately during direct messages. I think we're in agreement, and this is something I floated a little while ago, and a couple of callers sent me messages about it as well. I think the Jets have to run it back with Aaron Rodgers next year, because they'll have a new coaching staff in place, a new GM, and just hopefully just a better feel of everything that's going on with the talent that's on this team, especially on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, what other option would they have that would help them win next year other than Aaron Rodgers? I think he should be back. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's funny, just, you know, because we live in New York, and well, I'm in Jersey now, and it's such a knee-jerk, you know, situation. Like, oh, I 100% I think he should be back, because obviously we didn't get a chance to see the full sample size the first year because, what, four plays in, torn Achilles. And so the fact that you think that he was able to come back, you know, even still dealing with Achilles and be able to be the form, the Aaron, now you're starting to see. I was actually in Jacksonville over the weekend, was at the game. and he is playing great ball. I think, I mean, you tell me, I mean, obviously you got Josh Allen, you got, you know, Patrick Mahomes, you got Lamar, but you tell me another quarterback that you can get with this talent, this roster, to be able to do the things that he can do and to be able to galvanize the troops. I 100% think that that the Jets should definitely bring him back.
And I 100% agree. And here's what I said a short time ago. I don't know if you were listening, but I would still draft a quarterback somewhere. Not maybe not even on day one, but on day two in rounds two or three. I mean, I think at some point you do have to, you know, make that decision of who the next quarterback of the Jets, you know, get a young quarterback in there. So I would draft, I would use that first pick wherever it might be, 8, 9, 10, wherever they wind up. I think they get another tackle to go on the other side of Olu, and then pick a quarterback that you think you can, you know, project into a starting role at some point and let him learn under Aaron for a year.
Yeah, absolutely. And my thing is, like, I think a lot of people are forgetting the young man that was drafted from Florida State. Like, he was projected to be a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Obviously, he hasn't had opportunity to play. But one thing, I it's funny because I was texting with a friend of mine.
Jordan Travis.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really do a lot of these shows because, you know, for me, as close as I am to the organization. And I actually was in London in the suite with Chris Johnson. And I get a chance to see how, you know, people think, and I see how owners think. But the biggest thing is, like, first, Bill Belichick just went down to North Carolina. His first big signing was offensive center. Like, the biggest thing, you have to build your offensive line. Yeah. And I really believe, exactly, like, I think, yeah, get another offensive lineman. Maybe get another interior defensive lineman. Start building the core first. And then, I mean, I think you got one of the best quarterbacks that's ever played. And I think there's still some more gas in the tank. I mean, you got wide receivers, you got running backs, the defense, you know, obviously, the defense is going to play well, the offense is playing well. So, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. Bring Aaron back. And I know, you know, the fans really don't want that because they're like, they saw a small sample size and, like, we just need to, I guess, blow everything up and start all over. But we can't keep doing this. Since I finished playing, I've lived in New York, and it's like we just keep doing the same thing 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah,
get this coach out, fire this guy. And you have to give guys time, and I think we should definitely bring Aaron Rodgers back.
Former Jets fullback Tony Richardson is my guest here on The Fan. Peter Schwartz with you here on a Wednesday morning as the Jets and the Giants both wind down their season. When I look at the disappointment of this season, Tony, obviously – you know, Aaron struggled, you know, because he was obviously, you know, banged up, you know, for most of the season. But I think we're seeing what this Jet offense can really do now. But I'm just as, and maybe even more, disappointed on the defensive side of the ball, because there's been way too many games this year that were so close and were right there for the Jets to win, where the defense just gave up so many chunk plays over and over and over again. And with the names on that defense, that was really disappointing, and I'm just wondering from your perspective as a former player, is that on the players, or was this team just so poorly coached this year?
No, I wouldn't necessarily say it's poorly coached. And even that, I even say, like, because everyone's just saying, like, you know, I know Mike Vrabel very, very well. We served on the executive committee for, I guess, 6 to 8 years together. And for me, like, when there's a coach in place, like, I didn't really believe, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to talk out of turn, but I didn't believe that Salah should have been fired. Like, I really believe he was a good football coach, and I think they were heading in the right direction. But obviously, you know, someone, you know, heads have to turn when things don't go well. But my biggest thing is, like, I think sometimes when you're playing with a Hall of Fame quarterback, and not saying the defense will take plays off, but you just kind of always feel like, okay, we don't, because think about it. The year before, they were almost, what, the number three, number four defense in the league, but they knew they had Zach Wilson, and they were like, we have to play, you know, really, really well because our quarterback's not up to par. So when you have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, and we had Brett Favre, not saying our defense didn't play up to par, but when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback, you just feel like, okay, regardless if we don't get this stop, or if we don't get, our quarterback's always going to make things right. And you have to play complementary football. You have to play offense, defense, and special teams. So, you know, for whatever reason, things happen, and I don't think they're poorly coached. You know, it's just like, and it's different between, you know, even talking offensive football, one misplay, because you have, you know, 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, one guy's out of a gap, that play is gone. It can go for a touchdown, and on offense, it can go for a negative game. So it's just everyone has to be tuned in, doing their assignments, and doing everything the right way every single play, and that's how you win, you know, football. So, I mean, I don't believe it's poorly coached. I just think that, you know, I mean, literally a missed tackle here, or you know, even for me, like, Not saying I was rooting for the Broncos because Bo Nix, his dad was Patrick Nix, and he was my college quarterback at Auburn. Uh-huh. So I was pulling for Bo Nix, but I definitely wanted the Jets to win. But, like, you think about that game. You kick the field goal, you win the game.
Yeah.
You know, in Minnesota, I'm a former Viking. You kick the field goal, regardless of everything else, you possibly still in that game. So, you know, this season hasn't been what, you know, Jet fans would expect, or nor what I would expect. It's just a play here or a play there. And, you know, so I really believe we should run it back. And but, no, I think the defense – I mean, look at the players on defense. I mean, you have – you know, you got Pro Bowlers, mm-hmm. you know, all pros at a lot of positions, so I think the defense is going to be fine.
Yeah, I hope so, and I hope they hire the right general manager and more, you know, closer to the field, you know, the best head coach possible. You brought up Mike Vrabel before, and obviously, you know, he was, you know, highly thought of when he was the coach of the Titans. He decided that, you know, he was going to, you know, sit out this year, but now... You know, he has been mentioned as one of the leading candidates for the Jets head coaching job. How do you think he would fit in? Is he the type of guy that can get this Jets team turned around?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, I believe in, you know, giving Brick a real chance to interview. Because my biggest thing is, like, you know, I'm always, like, if a guy's in position and, you know, obviously Aaron Rodgers was on the McAfee show today. Like, when you start, like, I mean, these guys have families. And so when you make a coaching change, like, every last thing, one of these other coaches are gone. So those are families. Those are kids out of school. There's all these different things. And I think, you know, Brick could, you know, could, I mean, obviously he's a defensive coordinator and then, you know, a head coach. But I think, first of all, give him the first opportunity to see if he qualifies for the job. But if they did go to Vrabel, like, I know Vrabel is no nonsense. But I keep hearing that his name has been mentioned in Ohio State, so you might not be able to get him out of there. But if he was to come here as a head coach, it's going to be no nonsense. And I think he would do a great job with the media just because, you know, he came from that New England Belichick tree, and he's not going to be, you know, swayed left or right by, you know, headlines or media or stuff like that. He would definitely be a great coach, but... You know, I do have a lot of faith and trust and see, you know, which general manager, which head coach they actually do hire.
Now, let me ask you about a guy that you played for, and some people have brought his name up to be back.
You're not talking about Rex, sorry.
I am talking about Rex. Yeah, because it's been his name has been floated by a bunch of people, and Rex has made no bones about the fact that he wants to coach this team. I mean, he basically goes on ESPN every day and begs Woody and Chris Johnson to bring him back because he has unfinished business with the Jets. Now, you played with him when you were with the Jets. Let me start with this.
I just say this. If I was the ownership, and I wish I did have those billions and billions and billions of dollars, I would hire Rex tomorrow.
Really?
Absolutely. I mean, you think about even like West Virginia bringing Rich Rod back. Like, when you have unfinished business and, you know, regardless of what happens, I would bring Rex back because, like, you know, for me, like, you know, after my, you know, playing 17 years in the National Football League and, you know, being around different coaches, my rookie year with the Dallas Cowboys, had Barry Switzer. We went to the NFC Championship game. I would go to Kansas City. Then having Marty Schottenheimer, Gunther Cunningham, Dick Vermeil. I would say Rex was one of the best coaches, if not the best coach that I've ever had. And he is perfect for the job. Obviously a great defensive mind, but just to be able to relate to the players. And I think that's the biggest thing now. It's like, as I was transitioning out of the league, it's funny because when I started doing work with SNY and they were like, hey, you got to get a Twitter account. And I was like, what's Twitter? And so, like, but nowadays you got to relate to these young guys. And Rex had that ability to be able to, you know, talk to, and Revis was my roommate during training camp, to be able to relate to a high profile young player like Revis, but also be able to relate to an older player like myself. And he, and like every single person would run through a wall for Rex. I would hire Rex tomorrow.
So you don't think he's been out of it too long that he can come back in and have it a seamless transition back?
I don't think so, just because, you know, you got to imagine who is that Buddy Ryan. So his whole life he's been in football in some form or fashion. And I do, because the biggest thing is, like, your head coach is your CEO. So if you have a great CEO and you're able to hire great coaches, because then, I mean, you get a great running back coach and you get a young coach that has maybe just come out of college and can relate to the young guys and be able to, you know, push the buttons and whatever. So, like, you know, Rex is not going to be, like, in every meeting. He's not going to be sitting in the quarterback meeting all day long. So if you got a great CEO, which I think Rex would be an excellent CEO, and also great, like, there's times and there's conversations I could share that me and Rex would have about certain things. Like, he would, you know, say things like, hey, T-Rich, you know what? We're playing against the Patriots this week. You know what I'm going to do? I need to stir it up and make it seem like it's me versus Tom Brady so we could take the pressure of our young quarterback, Mark Sanchez. And those are things that people, you know, those are behind-the-scenes things. Or, hey, T-Rich, I need you to go do this and this. And Rex had he had his finger on the pulse of every single situation in the organization. And so all of a sudden, it's like people are like, oh, you're going to go fight Belichick at the 50-yard line. And it created so much. It created so much, like, and you were there. You were in the locker room. It created so much, like, other stuff. And then Sanchez was able to relax and go out and go to Foxborough and beat Tom Brady in his yard. And, like, people don't think about stuff like that. So you have to be able to, you know, push the right buttons and know when to pull back and know how to, you know, have your veteran players lead and stuff like that. And that's I look at Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin was our defensive back coach when I was with the Vikings. And me and Mike T were just crazy that he's been coaching so long. We're the same age. But he would always talk about, like, how to get guys motivated. Mm-hmm. And I knew when he got that job in Pittsburgh, he was going to be successful because he knows how to touch every last single person in a certain way, and that's why he's a great leader.
When I think of those 2 years, the first 2 years with Rex and going to the AFC Championship game both years, I wish you guys could have taken the first half in Indianapolis and the second half in Pittsburgh and put them together. You would have gotten to a Super Bowl.
Man, listen, you know what? You're digging. This is my birthday, so you're digging. That game, which and people always say, so that was my last ever game, you know, last ever time putting on the helmet was the Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, okay, we're playing in Pittsburgh. We win this game. The Super Bowl's in Dallas, where I started. So I'm like, okay, we're gonna win this game. We're going to Dallas. We're going to win the Super Bowl. This is going to be a great 17-year career. That was probably one of the hardest games, I think. And I knew it was my last game, but that was one of the hardest games just because, you know, the first half of, I guess, on the offensive side, we were rolling in defense. And then all of a sudden we flipped the script, and then we just couldn't get that first down in the goal line. And then the worst thing is, like, and to this day, I don't hate, but with Khalifa, I remember that black and yellow. And I was trying to get to Mike Tomlin to congratulate him. Mm-hmm. The confetti starts falling. Wiz Khalifa's in a mink coat singing that song. Every time I hear that song now, I want to start crying.
Yeah. That was a tough game to cover. That was a tough locker room. Like, you can see the disappointment, especially now it was 2 years in a row of getting to the AFC title game and not making it. So I know you're an ambassador with the Jets now. You make a lot of, you know, Jets alumni appearances. What else are you up to these days?
So my main job is Legends Community. So initially we kind of divvy things up. So initially my territory was the Northeast. So I had the Jets and the Giants. So any former player, if it's Joe Namath to, you know, Bart Scott, any player when they transition out of the league, I help them in that transition period, resume writing, continuing education, their benefits and all those kind of things. But now we've kind of pivoted and saying, okay, the average NFL career is, you know, 2.5-3 years. So we can get them on the front end. So I go to the combine, I'm at the draft, I'm at the Senior Bowl, and getting these young guys, so every single running back, myself and Ward Dunn, we get a chance to mentor these young guys as they come into the league because we know that they're going to be out of the league, you know, in a few years, and we already have that platform. So, you know, a lot of that, you know, me and Amani Toomer, even though he's a giant, we sit on the board for the United Way.
I like that, even though he's a giant. I like that. That was funny.
Well, you know, the only reason I do that is because every time I'm around these giants, and I live right here in Jersey City, and so I see all, they always want to flash the rings. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. Okay, how many Super Bowls you got? I'm like, okay, this is great. So I always have to say, So Otis Anderson, all these guys, they always want to talk about all the Super Bowls and all this stuff, and I don't have one. But that's what occupies a lot of my time now, just making sure our young guys are well taken care of coming into the league, and more importantly, as they transition out. So I report directly to Troy Vincent, Tracy Perlman, and the commissioner, and, you know, just – and loving it, man. I got two dogs over here in Jersey City, and, just living life and enjoying now 53, man. I can't believe I can't believe I'm 53 years old now.
I still got you beat by a few years.
You don't look it, though.
I feel it.
How's your son doing? How's your son doing? More importantly, how's your son?
No, he had a great freshman year at Western Connecticut. He was the starter for long snapping for the extra points and field goals. He's hoping to add the punt snapping next year, but he had a great year. They were 9-2, and they got invited to a bowl game, and they won the bowl game. So he got a lot of extra point snaps because they score a lot of points. So it was all good, and you know, couldn't have worked out better for his freshman year to play as a freshman and have the success that he had. So it was pretty cool.
Well, you should know the biggest thing, because obviously Kendall Gammon with the Chiefs, who had a long career, he said, "Tony, my main job is to make sure that no one ever knows my name." Because if you have a bad snap, everybody knows.
That's it.
If you keep, yeah, exactly. So that's awesome, man.
Yeah, no, he had a.
It's so amazing. It's amazing. I remember you and Adam Schefter, Big Daddy up in camps, and now all of a sudden he's playing college ball, man. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he was a little pipsqueak running around that field, and now he's finished a freshman year of college. So that's awesome. This was an unbelievable surprise. I had no inkling of having a guest on the show. I thank you for listening. And I thank you for messaging me to call in on the show. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and hope to see you at some point soon.
Yeah, thanks so much. You know, it's funny because I mean, just being around the kids and everything, all that energy, I came home and took a nap. And then I got up and just, you know, had to return a lot of phone calls. And I was up watching TV, and I just happened to pop on X because the Chiefs posted, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, my buddy's on. I was like, you know what? I would love to come on the show. Because I don't do a lot of shows, but I just think there's some things that, you know, people, because, you know, everyone's just like, oh, fire this guy, give it to this guy. And I think just take a deep breath, relax. And I think, I mean, I really believe that if we keep Aaron Rodgers, I think we'll be heading the right direction.
Well,
I'm a homer now.
Yeah, I know. Just like me, you're a fan now. I appreciate it. Tony, a belated happy birthday again. Have a great time in Israel. Happy holidays to you and your family, and hope to catch up again soon.
Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Former Jets fullback Tony Richardson, my surprise guest.